Some of the topics we learned about include the halachas regarding a mudr hanoz benefits from the madr's sod uperis field with its fruits, and the distinction whether the neder was made koidim shvius during a non-shemitah year or b'shvius during the shemitah year. The halachas regarding a mudr meichel's benefits from the madr's sod uperis. The distinction between the chasim elu alaych, if the madr tells the mudr these assets are prohibited for you, in which she intends for the neder to remain forever, even like shayetze b'shusay, and nichse alaych, the madr tells the mudr my assets are prohibited to you, in which she only intends for the neder to be effective b'shusay while he owns it. However, he does not intend for the neder to be effective like shayetze b'shusay when he does not own it. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include ein odem oiser al chaveroi, davar she'ein b'shusay. A person cannot place a neder on his friend to prohibit an object that he does not own. However, adam oiser al chaveroi davar she'b'shusay afil l'kashayetz m'shusay. A person can place a neder to prohibit an object that he does own, and the neder continues on even after he does not own it.